you know, technology is location agnostic in some respects, but again, it's all about finding the right people. And you know, that's what drives the technology forward as a business. We it's the talent pools that you can attract, and I think Ashford's very well placed for that. You know, we can have the best ideas in the world, but if you can't get the right people in play, then as a business, a very specialised skill set that we look after, we need to be really well located. And I think Ashford, you know, is in a very good location. 38 minutes up to London, you know, half an hour from Canterbury, you know, half an hour from Maidstone. So that's perfect for us. Well, we've had a few concepts. Some of them have been about, you know, we have a smart city, smart town concept. So from an AR perspective, you know, you could be, it could be a high street where your mobile phone is bringing up all sorts of information that is available to you. So it could be that you're interested in restaurants or businesses or the local theatre. You know, you could hold your phone up and information at certain points could be queues would fire. And the right information relevant to you could be presented. Now, on the AI side of things, you know, we could be talking in the smart city, smart town, could be talking about, you know, which car park has got the spaces available to you. From a machine learning point of view, it may well be that they know where your favourite or the location side of the mobile devices will know which businesses and shops you're generally attracted to, and we could provide more information to the end user. Yeah, I mean, mobile, yeah, generally on mobile, I mean, from an AR perspective, you know, if you really need the mobile device, the cameras in the devices to, you know, look at some of the image recognition side of things. And fire off those queues. So it could well be that you're in a, I mean, I talk about smart city, smart towns. It could be that, you know, you're a museum or attraction, could be a piece of artwork. You could hold the phone up to the artwork, image recognition would recognize what that piece of artwork was, and then provide, you know, information that's relevant to that.